red T-shirt shroud for the Z9 and Solar, and then window 3 will be for visual observations, and window 4 is for floater.
And thanks, Integrity, for that. Reed, we had a handover during that time, so I'm going to have to ask you to give that read back on window orientation for the crew again.
Okay, we are happy to change it, but the way we have it configured right now is window 1 has a T-shirt shroud for the Z9 for solar. Window 2 has the shroud for the long lens for both lunar and solar. Window 3 is for visual observations. Window 4 is for floater. And then the docking hatch window has had a great view, so we've done a lot of mapping through that as well.
All right, copy all, Reed. A note just on the window 1 T-shirt shroud that you can remove that for the lunar observation block if you want to, if you want that extra view for another floater, but defer to you guys on that. You are go to use the full 400mm zoom on the long lens, but where possible, try to keep the end of the lens flush with the window to prevent imaging through the multiple window panes at an angle. And if you have to take an image at an angle, recommend you limit the max focal length to 200mm or simply acquire the images at multiple focal lengths. Last imaging update as a result of the DSTO is that if you can take the images out of the left side of window 2 where possible, that is the best half the window. Understand that might not be possible with the shroud. Any other imaging questions from you?
Connected to CMN network.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, last couple reminders. Don't forget the ability to take the WAVE files to tag imagery that you are wanting to follow up on using the FN3 button on your camera. And then a couple quick notes on your LTP. We have refined your precise flyby timing since generating the LTP. Optimus has the correct timing for the LOS and AOS, but the LTP identifiers for LOS and AOS are roughly 2 minutes later than they will be in reality. Final LTP timing update is that the green line on your LTP should start automatically 45 minutes before the flyby. If it doesn't appear, let me know and I'll have troubleshooting steps for you. Last updates are on the eclipse, so only for that last hour today. Of course, remember if the sun is in view to use your eclipse glasses. And reminder that we will have a few activities for you prior to the eclipse to reconfigure all three cameras for corona and deep sky observations. These activities, some of which will occur during the forward link LOS, so we wanted to flag it for you now. Any questions before I cover the last two reminders?